Ayakuza's car was inspected by the valet attendants on orders from the TSA. But why only valet park cars? That's what we wanted to ask the TSA director about. We reached him by phone.
Are the cars in the short-term lots and the long-term lots getting searched as well?
No.
So what's the difference?
Those vehicles are in the garage, short-term, long-term parking. Even if they carried pretty large amounts of explosives, would not cause damage to the front of the airport. But those that use the valet, the car could be there for a half hour or an hour, so that, you know, there is a vulnerability.
We went to the valet parking today. One of the attendants showed us the notice that they have to put in the cars.
You're required. They tell you you have to search the car.
I have to do it.
And look at what we noticed on the kiosk window. A large sign that alerts customers that their vehicle will be inspected. We showed this to Lori Ayakuza.
I want to show you a picture I took at the airport today.
Okay.
This is the valet kiosk. Do you remember seeing that sign?
No, it wasn't that there. But I think the public should be aware of the fact that if their car is going to be searched, they should be informed of it.
Lori said she doesn't mind the security measure at all. In fact, she makes it feel a little bit more secure. She just wants to be told that if her car is getting searched. I asked the owner of the company that runs the valet parking, when did they put that sign up? He wouldn't answer that question. The TSA says this is part of its overall security plan and that it's a proactive move to keep you and your family safe at the airport. The attendants told me they've only been doing this for about a month.